This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials have said Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas are making progress in ceasefire and hostage release talks, AP correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
An Israeli tank rolls near Gaza on the southern Israeli border as explosions could be heard from inside the enclave. Negotiations between the two sides have been continuing in Cairo, a day after Israeli forces rescued two captives in Rafah. More than 70 Palestinians were killed in the raid. The mass destruction and death was a glimpse of what a full-scale Israeli ground advance into the area would look like. A ceasefire deal, on the other hand, would give people in Gaza a desperately needed respite from Israel's offensive, now in its fifth month. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of Lebanon's Hezbollah said on Tuesday his armed group's cross-border shelling into Israel would only end when Israel's quote-unquote aggression on Gaza stops, saying diplomatic efforts so far to bring a halt to hostilities along Lebanon's border only seem to benefit Israel. Syed Hassan Nasrallah said his group would only stop its exchanges of fire if a full ceasefire was reached for Gaza. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog warned on Tuesday Iran is not entirely transparent regarding its atomic program. That's after an official who once led Tehran's program announced the Islamic Republic has all the pieces for a weapon, quote, in our hands. Rafael Mariano Grossi, the director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency, said there's loose talk about nuclear weapons more and more, including in Iran recently. Iran has been enriching uranium.